You are now listening to the Build a Brain podcast with Dr. Jeannie Zayer. Join the quest to shape an efficient brain that fires on all cylinders and runs like a fine-tuned machine. You are now in the capable hands of an international presenter and a pathologically optimistic brain builder. Dr. Zayer will give you the right blocks to build that 3 pounds of cerebral muscle for you, your child, or the young adult you teach or mentor. Block by block, thought by thought, now is the time to build a better brain. Let's get started.
Welcome to Build a Brain podcast. I am so delighted to be here. This is a really special episode. It's a serious episode, but it's also special because it's very seldom I actually get a chance to interview Dr. Zayer. Usually I'm behind the scenes as the production expert, as the producer. You guys have heard my voice on the podcast a lot. My name is Kidboy Cooper. You guys are probably pretty familiar with me at this point, but today we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to interview Jeannie about her experience with the Feuerstein Institute and about how it has benefited her life and thus the lives of hundreds of families that MindCap is able to serve, as well as extend our support and our prayers and our sincere thoughts and concern for all the conflict that is occurring in Israel right now and all the innocents that are in jeopardy because of these conflicts. So without further ado, Jeannie Zayer, how are you today?
Good evening, Kidboy Cooper. It is so good just to hear your voice again because we live miles apart. You're in Colorado, I'm in Indiana, and so miss you, but at least we get to see each other on the screen. I am doing well in the light of some very serious world situations.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, when I reflect on just the way that our connection even came about from the Genesis Outreach video that we were doing, the short documentary, to then helping you with different podcasting needs that you had for MindCap, to then going all in on your own audio platform, which is the Build a Brain podcast, which has served thousands of listeners and impacted so many lives. This is far greater than either of us thought it would be when we first met. And I'm super grateful to be here in service of your community that you have built and to really dive into some of the finer aspects of your journey with Feuerstein.
Thank you, Kidboy. Yeah, Build a Brain has a little bit of a life of its own now, and we're in season three. So we're kind of interrupting season three with this special short little podcast to catch up our listeners on what's going on. So we thought we'd do it in this format. So fire away, Kidboy.
So Jeannie, you had a very successful career in the public school system. You were already helping a lot of students. You were already doing really great work, but you chose to upend all of that comfort, that tenure, that the advantages of being in that position in order to create MindCap, in order to further your own journey of self-development. And I'm curious, what caused the uneasiness that led you to investigate more of what Feuerstein has to offer and more of what you as a person wanted to offer?
Great question. I had already found Feuerstein when I was a teacher at a school in, I think, 1998, long, long time ago. And I knew this was something like I had never discovered before. I often talk to about Feuerstein like that pot of gold at the end of my proverbial rainbow. It is the missing piece of education. We've been so good about what children should learn, but we really haven't had anything to offer on how to learn. And Feuerstein had laid out a very systematic, incredibly beautiful program to help children or adults learn how to learn, how to help their brain work better, how to be a better thinker. And I went, wow, this is so cool. So I keep working in the public school system. I'm moving up. I'm becoming a principal, a central office administrator. And I honestly remember the day I'm sitting in this beautiful office in the central office for the school district that I'm the assistant superintendent, right? So I'm second from the top. I'm going to school boards. I'm mixing with the shakers and the movers of our district. All the principals, 18 schools, all report to me. And I love it. But there was a part of me that I remember that day in that big, beautiful office. And I looked around and went, I love this. But what if I could do Feuerstein 24/7? Because I loved the work I was doing, but I always had to do Feuerstein on my weekends, or I had to take vacation to travel for the Institute. I remember going to South Africa for the Institute, and I wasn't paid. It was just, if you'll send me, I'll go. And that was my first training experience with South Africa. And I'll never forget looking at that beautiful office and going, yep, I could give it up. If I thought I could do this program and build it to help anyone in the world be transformed by the renewing of their mind, Romans 12:2, I'm like, oh, I would be such a happy person. So that was the only year I only was an assistant superintendent for 1 year. And I could take my retirement, go on a teacher's pension, and be able to chase the dream. And I took other jobs, but I had other jobs that were more flexible and I was able to travel easier and keep pursuing. And I already was a trainer for the Institute while I was with the public school system. And then finally, I had this really cool job with United Way. My friends around the world, some countries around the world have this. It's kind of a nonprofit that organizes other nonprofits and raises money and provides training. For 3 years, I did that. And that's where I met people that gave me encouragement that I could do this. I could be a leader. I could start my own business. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. I've been a paycheck person my whole life. And to step out on that kind of a wing and a prayer was kind of crazy at my age. You know, I had retired from 3 different positions by then. So, and went, okay. So I got 3 friends together who I had already trained. And I said, let's start something. And I had dreamt up this idea of Mind Cap and gotten that copyrighted or trademarked, whatever you do, had that done. And here's the blessing behind the whole thing is God gave me the right husband. So Rick has been a part of this journey from the very get-go. He's traveled with me around the world, and he's just been so supportive of this dream. And it wouldn't have happened. I don't think it would have happened if I didn't have that partnership with him. So I'm just really blessed that God gave me the right guy.
You essentially were kind of moonlighting for the Feuerstein Institute for a decade, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would go train for them in different places in the country, or I'd run my own trainings here in Indiana. But the international work, that first trip to South Africa was life-changing. I remember walking out into the beautiful South African air. It's just like silk there. It's just a beautiful breeze is always blowing. It's just gorgeous weather. And I step out and the whole class is meeting under a big acacia tree. I felt like Socrates, you know, teaching under a tree. And I've got all these people, many different colors and cultures. They weren't all African, Black African. I had English and Afrikaner and Black Africans all in this training. And a lot of those people didn't normally mix. This was in the early 2000s, and apartheid had not been gone that long. And so I could tell they weren't real used to working together. So I loved it. I loved that challenge of bringing them together. And we had a glorious week. And I had such an infilling of just feeling, I don't know if it was serotonin, I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit, I don't know what it was, but it was like, I knew this is what I was called to do, is the cross-cultural work. I love working and meeting people from all kinds of cultures. And it was in South Africa that I went, oh, I can do this the rest of my life. And thank heavens, I've had about 15 years of getting to do that. I've been to 12 different countries for the Feuerstein Institute. Yeah.
I think it says so much about you that you allowed your dream to gestate for 10 years before it really clicked. I think it's, I don't want to skate by that, because I think it's so important that we understand that things take time. And I think sometimes when, you know, you're just enjoying it for you, when you're just happy to be there, you're not asking people to pay you, you just want to be of service, I think eventually opportunities come your way for you to step out beyond just service. Do you feel like when you were learning Feuerstein that you were able to understand yourself more fully, which then allowed you to connect better with your students and then ultimately with the various different communities and cultures that you interact with?
Great question. And absolutely, yes. I feel like I finally became who I am through the Feuerstein program. Like, I was a very driven person. I was very success-oriented. I was the kid that always had to have good grades. And Feuerstein actually helped me relax and slow down and just rest in who I was by becoming something even better than I was before. If this makes sense, I became a different person, but yet it was a better version instead of being so driven and trying to succeed and make it in the world and be recognized. It's like, I don't care anymore, in a good way. I don't care if people think I'm doing a good job or not. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, so I can rest in that a little bit more. So I don't depend upon the approval of others, though I certainly don't want to, you know, I'm not out to offend anyone, that's for sure. I'm pretty much a peacemaker. But yeah, Feuerstein helped me analyze my own thinking in a whole new way. And I think everyone on my team of 10 people will tell you the same thing. They all have their testimony of how Feuerstein changed them. One of our newest members, she's new because she's been with us 2 years. A lot of my team members, we've been together for multiple years. And Julie's one of the newer ones, and she's been still 2 years under her belt. And the other day she said, I can so see how my thinking has changed since I started working at MindCap. And in a good way, you know, she's saying it's just been so good for me. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, the Feuerstein method changed me first. And that's what makes the MindCap work powerful, is all of my mediators can tell parents and children their own personal story.
Before you realized that you were becoming who God made you to be, what was that dis-ease for you like? Can you tell us about how that was manifesting in your life? Because I think there may be some listeners who are on the precipice of working with their children in maybe a different way, working with themselves in a very different way, understanding or stepping into a greater level of awareness. And I'm curious how that looked in your everyday life and maybe some of the conversations you had on repeat with Rick.
Yes. I would say that I went through at least a 3-year period after having found the Feuerstein method that I didn't quite understand the difference between direct instruction or a simple conversation with someone, and this concept of mediation. And mediation is the key to significant cognitive change. And you mediate by asking really good questions of yourself or others, and then providing wait time. And the wait time is precious. So that's what was the key that I had to become comfortable with being quiet. I had to be comfortable with these long, what we used to call awkward pauses, where you ask, you know, I'd ask Rick a question, and I've learned how to only ask one question at a time. You know how sometimes somebody's kind of like a machine gun? They ask you a question and the follow-up question and another follow-up question, and you haven't even answered the first one yet? Well, that was probably me. Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, I was thinking, well, if I ask them enough questions, maybe one of them, they'll feel okay about answering. And instead, with Feuerstein, I've learned how to rest in one question and then give that person, whether it's a 3-year-old or a 53-year-old, time to ponder the answer. And this, I know, listeners, those of you that have been trying to mediate for years will understand. To my new listeners, this may sound ridiculously simple, like, duh, yeah, I'll give people time to think. But I didn't know how to do that. So I had to learn how to be quiet and let somebody talk and not interrupt or think I have to rescue them. I call it the triple curse. First, I'm a woman, and women are very nurturing, right? We love to nurture. And then I became a mother. Oh, my word. Yeah, mothers, we rescue all the time. But the triple curse is then become a special ed teacher. And I'm feeling so sorry for this student. He doesn't know how to read. I got to help him. Oh, she can't do math. I got to help her get the answer. So all of that rescuing doesn't help someone become an independent learner. So with the Feuerstein method, you're able to help even a child with significant cognitive issues to become a more independent thinker and learner, by not enabling them anymore. Stop rescuing. But boy, that took me a while.
It is far more valuable to teach someone how to rescue themselves than to rescue them. Mm-hmm. But I also think that takes a greater amount of skill than rescuing them. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about how Feuerstein helps you not so much rescue people, but teach them how to rescue themselves, and the difference in mindset that it takes, the different framing you need to have mentally or in your intentions to help someone help themselves rather than you be the one who helps.
You have to decide what task you want to do this with, because as a mom and you're trying to get maybe 4 or 5 kids out the door to get to school in the morning, it's like, where's your shoes? Where's your book bag? Did you eat your breakfast? Get in the car. And so parents are just rush, trying to get children around. So you have to pick and choose a task, and it could be folding laundry. Oh, what do we have here? So asking questions like, what do you see? What do you think is the challenge here? And what's our plan? Those three questions have become the anchor questions for us at MindCap. And you'll laugh at this, but I probably spent a year working on those three questions, because I work with women coming through the prison system that have some type of an addiction. And they have this wonderful program, a transitional living program called Redemption House. I've done that work for 11 years. And I knew I wanted them to learn three questions so that they could self-mediate and get themselves out of trouble, to problem solve. And we often don't take enough time to look at, well, what do I see here? Now, what do I really see? What else do I see? And get a lot of information in first before we jump to the, okay, so I think I really see what's going on here. Now, what's the problem? And we could spend several minutes or days defining the problem, just depends on what the situation is, before we ever move to, well, here's a possible strategy. And by asking a child or your friend or your spouse, your significant other, what would be a place you would start? Do you have an idea of a plan that would get you rolling? Instead of saying, well, I think this is what you ought to do. So we tend to give advice. We tend to tell people what their problems are. And it sure helps if they can identify what they are first instead of us telling them. Now, some of this sounds like just really good counsel, giving good advice or good counsel. And there are parts of Feuerstein that mimic or look like good counseling that mental health therapists and psychologists are fabulous at asking good questions. So what we do with the Feuerstein method is boil it down to a really simple method for parents and teachers. But I have counselors that take this training as well.
I think I certainly tell people their problem when invited. I don't just walk around telling people their problems. But when invited, I have an ability to perceive why certain things aren't working and where certain behaviors or challenges may be coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You are good at that. But I'll bet you ask the listener first, well, I've got a perspective on that. Are you interested in hearing it? And that's the difference. You ask permission.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and so when you're saying these different things, I'm thinking about myself. And if you're a parent or you have a spouse or someone you care about, you know, I think you're probably thinking of this yourself. And, you know, you're wondering, am I the type of person who waits to be asked what they think, or am I just bulldozing everybody's opinions? And I don't think that, you know, and I don't say that in a derogatory sense. I think when you're passionate about people who you care about and, you know, whether that's a student or someone you're mentoring or people that are under your care or in your household, it's very difficult to watch them suffer in any way, shape or form. And so your first reaction is to eliminate their suffering by any means necessary. And sometimes we're so busy doing that we actually exclude them from their own solution by taking on the role of being the savior. And it seems like with Feuerstein, it kind of allows you to indulge your desire to help without stepping into this savior role.
Today, just this afternoon, I was with a young man. He's an eighth grader, and I think he's brilliant. And yet he has been expelled from his home school, and he has an IEP. So it means he's in special ed, but I have seen nothing but brilliance from his mind. And so I love working one-on-one with this kid. And today I leaned in and whispered, which I often do. I literally am a child whisperer. I know, sounds weird, but... But I want them to know that I have something to say just to you, not to the other students that are in the room, because it's a small classroom of kids and I'm sitting across the table from him. And I leaned in and I said, you know, I wrote about you in my session notes to the district. And he just kind of glanced up at me, you know, and I said, I think you have an incredible brain. And I can't wait to see what you become someday. And so things like that can speak into a child's life who is in a very precarious situation. I mean, he's in the last stop classroom for middle school kids, or he's going to be permanently expelled from the district. And yet I see something different in almost every child I work with. I don't see a broken kid that's, you know, all filled with trauma. And I saw a fight today too. Two other students that were in the same room were rolling around on the floor having a fight. But that doesn't tell me, oh man, I don't want to work with him. It's like I can't wait to get back in that classroom in a few days and see the boys that were having the altercation, because I've got an opportunity to mediate for them that they are someone uniquely designed and they have a brain that can change and become amazing. And you have an amazing life ahead of you. So these are kids that are 12 years old and have already probably seen and participated in some pretty traumatic events for them to be where they're at in this program. So I love being a part of those kind of programs that somebody thinks it's too late for me. No, it's not.
To unlocking what other educators haven't been able to unlock, mm-hmm. which is to access mm-hmm. that greatness that is inside of them beyond the mm-hmm. behavior, you know, mm-hmm. That's so important because, mm-hmm. you know, if you look through history, you know, some of our greatest contributors had a really, really difficult time in their adolescent years. And it really boils yes. down to the care that you receive at your worst moment, the things people are saying to you at your lowest mm-hmm. state that can really shift the tides one way or the other about how you see yourself or how you see other people. And I think that's really, really interesting. Do you feel like the Feuerstein Institute has the same mission as you do when it comes to the kids that you work with? Do you feel like they have enabled you to be a better practitioner for adults or for children?
Absolutely, and both, children and adults. They have seen thousands of clients over the years where I've only had about 600 clients come through MindCap, which is a beautiful number of people that we've been able to impact. But the Feuerstein Institute, starting with Reuven Feuerstein, has impacted thousands. And so I remember one of the people from the Institute saying, miracles happen here all the time. And people think, oh, this is just too good to be true. He says, but it is true. And I love that quote. And Reuven's son took over the role as president of the Institute. So Dr. Rabbi Rafi Feuerstein is the president of the Institute. And I have an excellent relationship with him and the whole Institute. So I know many of the people that work there. I was hoping to go visit there in a few months, and now we don't know whether what's going to happen. I think Israel is going to come out on top of this very sad scenario. So Kibwe and I are recording this just a few days after the Hamas attacks onto Israel, and some pretty horrific things have been happening to Israeli citizens at the hands of terrorists. So we stand with our Institute. We're praying for them. Jerusalem at this point is secure and safe. And I've texted and emailed with several of the people at the Institute, and everybody is fine. The gift that Reuven Feuerstein and now his son Rafi and the whole team of people at the Institute, the gift that they have given to the world. One of my friends in California calls it, Reuven had a gift to humanity, this method that can transform lives and help me be more than I ever thought I could be. And the Institute has given that to people of 40 different countries. They don't care what religion you are or background you are or ethnic group. Just a few weeks ago, a whole contingency from Guatemala visited the Institute. And wow. I know. So we work regularly. We have a good friend in Brazil and Mexico and Canada, and there's just people all over the world that I'm so blessed and fortunate to have met. And I take emails from people all over the world and Zoom calls, and because my goal, my mission, my calling is to take this incredible program and make it usable by anyone in the world. For example, one of the last countries Rick and I visited was Ethiopia. So there's a couple different ministries there that love what they saw. I did some demonstration lessons there, and they're like, oh my gosh, this country needs this. We need this program. So we're trying to work out those kinks to maybe take the method to Ethiopia. So anyway, the Institute has been extremely instrumental in my life, and I'm very proud and honored to be the American partner, one of the American partners working with them to spread the good news.
I think that's so incredible because you've kind of created a platform to spread that good news, right? You mentioned how the Feuerstein Institute has really opened its arms to the whole world. Whomever wants to learn these transformative skills, they're willing to teach them, and they're not deterred by, you know, their social, political, or religious affiliations. And I think that's really, really beautiful. In thinking of that, I think about the connection that this podcast, Build a Brain, has with so many different people all over the world, and how I've never seen you limit or deter anyone from experiencing what Feuerstein has to offer based off of the background that they have or their various isms or affiliations. And I'm curious, you know, how do you feel like the Feuerstein Institute has modeled this for you? You know, did you see yourself as the genie Zaire you are today when you became a part of the Feuerstein Institute?
Oh, no, not at all. I was so overwhelmed with this huge program, and it seemed like it was all this psychological theory and very intimidating in a way, because Reuven was a genius, let's just say it, you know. So to try to learn all that this man had created was those are some big shoes, you know, to try to follow in. So I felt like I was constantly, those first probably 10 years, just scrambling to learn the method and read the next book and to read the next thing and to try to understand it better. So very humbled by the whole thing. And so it kind of took me by surprise when people talk about my ability to train and to mediate and how I've helped them and help them become a better mediator. And I'm like, wow, okay, maybe I'm doing some good things here. Yeah. So it's been a journey. It definitely, I didn't see myself doing a podcast with someone like you and helping everyone around the world be able to really just sink their teeth in. Because I wanted Build a Brain to be for literally anybody. I've even told older children and teenagers, hey, you might want to listen to this. And whether you're a teacher, a counselor, you've never heard of Feuerstein, is who I'm really going after. But yet a lot of people trained in the program have told me that Build a Brain has really helped them understand Feuerstein better. So I think the way we've been breaking it down, Kibwe, into little episodes, just 20 to 30 minutes at a time, is helping people. And I know I've had some tell me that they can listen to it again, go, oh, now what was it she said? What cracks me up is when I'm training someone and they throw something back at me in training that I said on a podcast. Well, remember in episode 6 when you said, and I'm going, I did? Oh, okay. Wow. And our friend Denise out there, I think Denise, you're in Kansas, and she calls me one day and she goes, hey, I'd love the transcripts of your podcast. And I just started laughing. I said, Denise, there are no transcripts. I said, I'm winging it. Kibwe and I are winging it every time we turn on the microphones. And she just laughed, but I gave her some, you know, some other resource material that I've got. And we'll use that, some of that resource material that I share will be something that our new Patreon supporters will be able to access.
Interesting. I want to highlight something, you know. I think good leadership creates really powerful people in society. And from everything that I have heard from you and observed through the Feuerstein Institute and the Feuerstein model, it's really good leadership on how to handle and be a part of what other people are doing. And so it warms my heart to see that people are listening and they're really grasping what we've created, what you've created. And I also think it's just that much more imperative, you know, with all of the conflict that's going on right now, that we really arm ourselves with the tools that are needed to renew our minds, even more than just the transcripts. You have other products and resources. I wouldn't even say products. They're resources that you have built through MindCap for Build-A-Brain. How are folks able to take the next step beyond the podcast and really start to bring the Feuerstein method, bring Build-A-Brain in an actionable way into their homes so they can start to integrate these processes? What would they need to do in order to achieve that?
They could start at the mind-cap.org website, and there are videos that they can download, and they don't cost very much. And then you own them from that point on, and you can watch them as many times as you want. They're the very same training that I provide parents who are new to the MindCap Center, because it's important you understand the research, neuroplasticity, growth mindset, cognitive functions, mediation. Those are the topics that are tackled on those videos. But then at the podcast level, if you want to become the supporter of Build-A-Brain, we would love to have you join us, because it costs a lot of time and resources to make podcasts, okay? So I'm ready to move on to a new platform. It's called Patreon. And Kibwe's going to put it in the session notes, in our episode notes, so that you can just click on it. And you can go $10 a month, and that's going to give you early access to the episodes. And then if you jump up to $20 a month, you know, that's giving up Starbucks once a week. I know, but you can do it. Then not only does that support Build-A-Brain, but you get early access. And my it's called the Brain Designer. If you're the $20 level, if you're the $10 level, you're a brain builder. And if you're a $20 a month, you're a brain designer. And not only are you going to get early access, but I'm going to schedule live question and answer sessions by Zoom, where my brain designers, probably once a month, you'll get to join me live, and I'll answer any question that you've got. And then you're going to get some digital downloads too. So materials, I have been creating materials to support Feuerstein for, 25 years. So I got a lot of stuff. So I'll share that with my brain designers. Now, if you go all the way to a brain architect, woohoo, that's $30 a month. That's a couple more Starbucks a month. But not only are you going to get everything that the builders and the designers get, but you're going to get exclusive voting power. When I'm deciding what is going to be the next episode, my brain architects are going to help me design Build-A-Brain. And so you're going to get exclusive voting power. And I have been for, months now, writing the Build-A-Brain book. So I'm about halfway through it. And what I want to do is give my brain architects early chapters. So you're going to get the early chapters of the book, and you can give me feedback and maybe, you know, help me even edit or change the book before we get it published. My big goal is to have it ready for next July. July 2024, we're going to host the Shoreish USA. That's the Feuerstein Institute workshops are coming to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we're inviting the whole world to come to Fort Wayne. And Kibwe has got it on his calendar. I'm hoping he's going to be there, because a whole bunch of people I know, you want his autograph and you want to meet him. And so he's got to get some products that he can autograph so he can pass those out. Maybe just pictures, maybe just cool pictures of himself. But Don't you think? I think you should.
I don't know.
So that is July 8 to 12 is going to be Shoreish USA in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So save the date, my friends, and check out the Patreon page. Click and become a supporter. We need your help to keep doing this good work.
Absolutely. Patreon is very interesting. You know, I'm so glad that you have adopted this model for our online community, for our podcast listeners and the diehard folks who use this stuff and who are, they're learning and piecing together components of their lives using the fundamentals of the Feuerstein method, using the very succinct, broken down concepts that you share on Build a Brain. And this just seems like such an accessible way for our listeners, our community, to move just beyond the point of just taking in the information to now having the tangibles, whether it is at specific questions that they can ask you online for their specific circumstance, or whether it is the digital downloads, of which I know you have so many resources that they can actually just start to have access to and implement into their children's lives, their lives, the youth that they may be serving or the folks they may be serving. It just seems like a really easy way for our audience to participate and also to support all of the hours of training and work and documentation that you and your team do to make sure that we're hitting the right notes, to make sure that we are walking into a greater understanding of ourselves through the Feuerstein method, through Build a Brain podcast. And so I'm really proud of what you're doing. And for all of the listeners, and we really appreciate you. I personally appreciate you. It shows me that folks still want valuable content. People still have a desire to learn and to grow. And we cannot subscribe to this idea that the young people are lost, that all is lost, that things are only going to get worse. Like, we cannot allow ourselves to subscribe to those ideas. And the fact that this podcast exists and has grown the way it is, it speaks to that hunger for the renewing of our minds. And so I really hope you guys click the link in the show notes and just poke around, check something out, see if there's something that might be of use to you or maybe to somebody else. You know, you could even make this kind of a holiday gift or a birthday gift or to someone to be able to have access to these trainings so that they can move forward in their lives through the renewing of their mind and Build a Brain. So thank you so much, Jeannie, for all the work that you put into things, allowing me to interview you. There's a million more questions that I could ask, but I'll wrap it up by asking you, is there anything on your heart that you wanted to share that we haven't talked about yet, or any special words that you wanted to give us?
Just know there is hope. I have an acronym for HOPE, H-O-P-E, hanging on to positive expectations. So no matter what has happened to you, my friends in Israel, hang on to hope. My friends around the world, no matter what is going on in your life right now, do not let go of hope. Thank you, Kibwe, for your encouragement. I love your brain. So thank you.
Absolutely. It is a joy. It is a pleasure. You guys probably are noticing our release schedule is bi-weekly now on Thursdays. If you guys want more content, I think Patreon's going to be a great way for you to get a hold of Jeannie just that much more, right? Because as MindCap grows and Build a Brain grows, Jeannie's navigating a lot of different things. And so sometimes it's helpful to have her community that she can just tap into. And she's created a really easy low lift way for you to do that via Patreon. That way it's just family and we can control the group and make sure everyone gets served to the highest possible potential, which you can't always do on a podcast. So definitely visit the link, get involved, whether it's $10, $20, whatever makes sense for you, get involved and let's keep our community growing. We'll have more episodes for you on Thursdays bi-weekly. So just set your calendar and make sure you share it with a few friends. Okay. All of that stuff makes a huge difference for the podcast. And we do this for you and we appreciate you. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Build a Brain podcast. If you're wanting to know more information on how to build a brain, please visit the website for the MindCap Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana at www.mind-cap.org. That's www.mind-cap.org. Children and adults from across the United States and Canada have found the cognitive help they needed at the MindCap Center. The specialized team is trained in all levels of the Feuerstein program and can literally help you or your child build a better brain. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.